Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, March 3rd. This is from Capitol Coverage. State lawmakers are advancing a bill that would help translate ballots for voters who do not speak English. The measure would create a hotline voters could call to get help with translations. It would also require more counties with sizable minority populations to print ballots in Spanish and Vietnamese. Only four counties in Colorado are currently printing ballots in another language due to federal voting requirements. The state estimates the new rules would increase that number to 22 counties. The High Country News, a magazine about the American West that is based in Paonia, has a new leader. KVNF's Jody Peterson has the story.
The news magazine High Country News, which is based in Paonia, announced a new executive director and publisher on Friday. Greg Hanscom, a former editor-in-chief of the nonprofit publication, will succeed Paul Larmer, who became publisher in 2002. Preceding Larmer was Ed Marston, who retired after two decades at the helm. High Country News has reported on the American West communities and natural resources for 50 years now. It covers 12 western states and hundreds of indigenous communities. Hanscom, a native of Park City, Utah, worked for High Country News from 2000 to 2006. He then served as the editor of The Urbanite, a Baltimore-based magazine, and he's also been a senior editor at grist.org, which covers national environmental news, and he was executive director at Crosscut, a nonprofit startup covering Seattle area news. His new position in Paonia starts March 16th.
And now, here's KVNF's Corey Stanton with a feature story about a new grant program for local businesses in agritourism.
A lot of farmers, ranchers, and producers already have their hands full with day-to-day duties and responsibilities. But as agritourism grows each year, producers could start to see a need to diversify their business and possibly open their farms and ranches to the public, offering an on-site experience. The biggest question is how to fund a new project that might also entail launching a website and a new marketing plan. In 2018, the Colorado Tourism Office funded a program called Colorado Rural Academy for Tourism, also known as CRAFT. The CRAFT program aims to empower rural Colorado communities and offer funding to help with training and implementation for local economic development strategies that promote tourism, including agritourism. To give us some insight on how the CRAFT program might affect our local organizations and producers, KVNF talked with Kelly Hepler, president of the Colorado Agritourism Association and Colorado's Western Slope representative for CRAFT.
There are a number of products inside of the CRAFT program that individuals as well as organizations can go after. There's funding as well as technical assistance types of grants. One in particular that would fit most of our independent businesses is a CRAFT mentor program. That program offers 50 to 100 hours of free consultation with an expert in the field that you are looking to be mentored in. You go through the process, the tourism office kind of monitors that for you, and then when you're done, you have an opportunity to go after an implementation grant up to $2,500 to, let's say they think you should get a brochure or you need social media purchases. That money can be used to pay for the things that the mentor said you need to take care of. We have a business here in Delta County that has done that. There are several all over the state where people, individuals, you don't have to be a nonprofit or an organization to go after that. So I recommend that for people. And it's a rolling application. It's available all year long. So there are grants also for organizations that will do a CRAFT workshop where your organization can have an expert come in and run a 1 to 1.5 day workshop developing what you think you need done. Again, there's an implementation grant available after that, up to $2,500. They have marketing matching grants. They have the Craft Studio 101, which is more for communities that are really boots on the ground just getting started. There's the Craft 201, which is for communities and organizations that have a little bit on the ground and a little bit going on, but they need just an extra boost. And that can be 6 to 8 weeks of training and workshops and work with a mentor. Again, that's all paid for with the Colorado Tourism Office. And then that has an implementation grant up to $7,500. Then there's a technical assistance grant also for communities and for tourism DMOs, organizations. They have a grant there, $15,000, that will help you get a website started. There's the marketing matching grant for small projects up to $10,000 with no match required, and then a grant for $25,000 that has a 20% match. Those both require you to be part of an organization or a nonprofit. The other piece of the CRAFT program, which is also part of Destination Development, they have grant opportunities for people who are seeking to expand their professional experience. So if you have a particular conference you would like to go to but you can't afford it, you can apply for a scholarship and they will give up to $500 for travel expenses and registration to get you into some of these conferences. It can be all over the country, all over the world. If you need help getting somewhere, you can apply and they'll help you do that. Elizabeth O'Rear is a great person at the state to do that. Jill Corbin is another one, and Katie Payer. They're all with Colorado.com, Colorado Tourism Office.
That was Kelly Hepler, our Western Slope representative for Colorado Rural Academy for Tourism. Visit KVNF.org for a direct link to apply for funding opportunities through the CRAFT program. For KVNF, I'm Corey Stanton.
And last today, the application period for big game licenses opened on Sunday. Jody Peterson tells us about what hunters can expect.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife is, as of Sunday, accepting big game hunting license applications for the 2020 season. Last year, the state received nearly 600,000 applications and awarded tags to a little more than half of applicants. Revenue from all hunting and fishing licenses in the state jumped by nearly 20% last year, thanks in part to a new policy that requires big game hunters to purchase qualifying licenses, such as for small game, first. A 2018 study commissioned by the state found that big game hunting for species such as elk, deer, moose, and pronghorn contributes nearly $1.8 billion to Colorado's economy each year. On the Western Slope, big game hunting season begins in early September and lasts through mid-November. The deadline to apply for licenses is April 7th.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, March 3rd. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.